Brothers and sisters, let's turn to the Bible, the New Testament.
让我们打开新约圣经。
Gospel of John, chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
We thank the Lord that He draws us here this morning.
感谢神今天把我们带到他的面前。
And I'd like to read some words of our Lord this morning. This is a long chapter.
我们今天要一起来读读我们的主的话语，这是非常长的一章。
And so we like to read it. Our brother read some passage in Chinese. I'll read some passages in English, so we can read from chapter 6, verse 26 through the end of the chapter.
我想这章第约翰福音第六章是非常长的一章，所以我们要分开来读，用中文读一部分，用英文再读一部分。
So, brother, you like to start with the all
26.
Yeah, for 25. You read the five verses, I read five verses.
Okay. 好，我们中文读五节圣经，然后在英文再读五节圣经。约翰福音第六章的第25节，既在海那边找着了，就对他说，拉比，是几时到这里来的？耶稣回答说，我实实在在的告诉你们，你们找我并不是因见了神迹
27.
乃是因吃饼得饱。不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力，就是人子要赐给你们的，因为人子是父神所应证的。众人问他说，我们当行什么才算做神的功呢？耶稣回答说，信神所差来的，这就是做神的功。他们又说，你行了什么神迹叫我们看见你就信？你到底做了什么事呢？
And our fathers ate manna in the wilderness, as it is written. He gave them bread out of heaven to eat. 32. Jesus then said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, it is not Moses who have given you the bread out of heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread out of heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down out of heaven and gives life to the world. And then they said to him, Lord,Always give us this bread.
34.
And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will not hunger, and he who believes in me will never thirst.
36节，只是我对你们说，你们已经看见我，还是不信。凡父所赐给我的人，必到我这里来。到我这里来的，我总不丢弃他，因为我从天上降下来，不是要按自己的意思行。乃是要按那差我来者的意思行，差我来者的意思就是他所赐给我的，叫我一个也不失落，在末日却叫他复活。
40.
因为我父的意思是叫一切见子而信的人得永生，并且在末日我要叫他复活。
And we're going to read from 41 through 45. Therefore the Jews were grumbling again about him, because he said, I'm the bread that came down out of heaven.And they were saying, Is not this Jesus the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How does he now say, I'm come down out of heaven? And Jesus answered and said to them, Do not grumble among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day. 45. It is written in the prophets,And they shall all be taught of God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me.
46节，这不是说有人看见过父，唯独从神来的，他看见过父。我实实在在的告诉你们，信的人有永生，我就是生命的粮。你们的祖宗在旷野吃过马吗？还是死了。这是从天上赐下来的粮，叫人吃了就不死。
And from 51 to 55,I am the living bread that came down out of heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread also which I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. Then the Jews began to argue with one another, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? So Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in yourself. He who eats My flesh and drinks My blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. And verse 55, For My flesh is true food, and My blood is true drink.
第56节, 吃我肉喝我血的人, 藏在我里面, 我也藏在他里面。 永活的父怎样差我来, 我又因父活着, 照样吃我肉的人, 也要因我活着。 这就是从天上降下来的粮, 吃这粮的人就永远活着, 不像你们祖宗吃过玛纳, 还是死了。 这些话是耶稣在加百农会堂教训人的说的。
And verse 60 to 65. Therefore, many of his disciples, when they heard this, said, This is a difficult statement. Who can listen to it? But Jesus, conscious that his disciples grumbled at this, said to them, Does this cause you to stumble? What then if you see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. And the words that I have spoken to you are Spirit and are life. But there are some of you who do not believe. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were who did not believe and who it was that they would betray him. 65. And he was saying, For this reason I have said to you that no one can come to me unless it has been granted him from the Father.
66节, 从此他门徒中间多有退去的, 不再和他同行, 耶稣就对12个门徒说, 你们也要去吗? 西门彼得回答说, 主啊, 你有永生之道, 我们还归从谁呢? 我们已经信了, 又知道你是神的圣者, 耶稣说, 我不是拣选了你们12个门徒吗? 但你们中间有一个魔鬼, 耶稣这话是指着加略人西门的儿子犹大说的, 他本是12个门徒里的一个,
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, thank you again for bringing us together.
父啊, 实在是再一次谢谢你把我们召集在这里。
Family by family, we all come before you this morning.
我们一家一家的来到你的面前。
Each bond sisters come before you.
每一个弟兄姊妹都来到你的面前。
We'd like to give you all the glory through the Lord Jesus, your Son.
我们愿意把一切的荣耀都归给你和你自己的儿子,
And we also ask you to bless each one of us.
巴不得你现在就祝福我们每一个人。
Give us a humble heart.
给我们一个谦卑的心。
So that we are able to listen to what Jesus has to say today.
使我们可以听到
And what He says to us is the words of eternal life. Father, we ask you to bless each word that Lord Jesus has spoken to us.
父，愿意你把耶稣基督说的每一句话都讲到我们心中。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. This chapter is a very long chapter.
这章是非常长的一章。
And I'd like to share with you the Peter's progress in his faith.
我是在想要跟大家来分享耶稣基督他信心的过程。
In the Bible, in God's design and God's wisdom, God presented to us the person, the Peter.
那么在圣经里边, 神把耶稣, 把彼得这个人向我们显现了出来。
I think there's a purpose in that because Peter is a living person.
我想这其中是一定有目的的，因为彼得实在是一个活着的人。
And God's truth is a living thing.
那么神的真理本身也是个活的真理。
So we can follow a person and learn that what they learn, what he learned, what she learned.
所以我们实在是可以循着一个人他的一生的经历来看到他这个人究竟学到了什么。
Peter's life had great impact in my Christian life.
彼得他的那个信心的生命实在是对我个人的那个基督徒的生命来说有非常大的影响。
Because I believe that we all started reading the Gospels.
因为我们这些都是从读福音书开始信的。
Besides our Lord Jesus,
除了耶稣基督以外
I think everybody will notice the Peter.
那么我们能够注意到的第二个人呢就是彼得。
So that let's learn together from disciple Peter.
那么就让我们一起来学习彼得这个人。
Before we move on to today's sharing,
那么在我们开始今天分享之前呢
I'd like to warn brothers and sisters and our friends.
我想给我们在座的弟兄姊妹和朋友们有一个警告。
Because end of Lord Jesus' word.
因为在主耶稣基督话的最后
At the end of his message, many people actually deserted the Lord Jesus.
在主耶稣把他的话讲完以后呢，很多跟随他的人都离他而去。
Formerly they followed the Lord.
在之前，他们实在是跟随耶稣的。
They were amazed by the Lord's kindness.
他们对耶稣他自己的行为的那些那个词。这个慈祥的一面所吸引
They were attracted to his miracle power
被他那个行神迹的那个能力被吸引住
But end of this message, today's message many of them decided not to follow him anymore
结果他今天当他把自己这个信息讲完的时候很多人就离他而去
Because Lord Jesus told them the truth
因为耶稣告诉他们真理
And they could not accept the truth
而他们却接受不了这个真理
So they left the Lord Jesus.
因此他们离开了耶稣基督。
So, today I'd like to warn brothers and sisters and our friends.
所以今天我实在也要警告在座的弟兄姊妹和朋友们。
Well, we need to pray hard in our heart.
我们必须心里要一个很强烈的祷告。
And that we have a grace to accept the Lord Jesus.
使我们有恩典可以接受耶稣基督。
Accept the truth.
接受这个真理。
In Proverbs it said that, Faithful are the wounds of a friend.
那在那个箴言里边讲到说，朋友所加的那个伤痕呢，乃是忠信。
Why we are hurt by truth?
为什么真理会给我们带来伤害呢
？Why we feel hurt when people tell us truth?
为什么当人把真相告诉我们的时候，我们常常会感到被受到了伤害
？And then what applied to me is that I've been so wrong and. I've been so wrong for so long.
对我来说，就是因为我实在已经在错谬中已经生活了太长的时间了。
So I cannot accept the truth.
以至于我再也不能够接受真相、真理。
But if we want to follow the Lord, then we have to accept the grace to listen to the truth.
但是如果我们真心想要跟随主的话，我们必须要有神来的恩典，使我们可以跟得上。
Sometimes that we find it's very hard to tell other brothers and sisters the truth.
有时候我们确实也发现到要把一些真的真理告诉弟兄姊妹是何等的难。
Sometimes we try, the husband and wife, we cannot speak up the truth.
有时候甚至连夫妻之间都不能够讲真话。
And that's because we're in darkness.
因为实在说来我们是活在黑暗的里面。
So today may the Lord grant us grace.
所以实在是求主今天给我们恩典。
It's like a, truth like a flu shot.
就好像真理哈，就好像是一个人打一个那个预防感冒的针。
It will be painful for a while.
那打进去的时候是感到很痛的。
But it was good for us.
但是对我们确实是件好的事情。
So that Peter need to listen to this truth.
所以彼得他本人需要知道这个真理。
As we follow his life to this point.
那我们跟随着他来到这个点的时候呢
？Peter need to listen this hard truth.
那么彼得他必须要学会这个必须要知道这个真理的那个真实。
And we know that chapter 6, it start first half is about the miracle Jesus performed.
我们都知道约翰福音第六章的前半部分乃是讲到主耶稣所行的一个神迹。
Our Lord Jesus fed 5,000 men.
因为他喂饱了5,000个男人。
Of course, there are more than 5,000 people.
因为我们都知道远远超过5,000个人
Because it didn't count the women and children
因为在这5,000个人中并不包含着妇女和孩子
So God performed this miracle
当神行了这个神迹呢
using only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish.
而仅仅只用了五个饼和两条小鱼。
And then Jewish people, Jews, they saw this miracle.
那么当这些犹太人看到这个神迹呢？
They were fed. They eat in full.
因为他们都实在出来吃饱了。
And they're so amazed.
他们被这个神迹所惊奇。
And they want to force Lord Jesus to be their king.
因此他们就要把耶稣基督强逼来做王。
So that Jesus can feed them every day.
所以说耶稣从此以后就可以每天跟他们食物吃。
They don't have to work for the food anymore.
从此以后他们就不再需要劳力来为食物 而感到。
So Jesus knew their intent.
耶稣知道他们的心。
So he first forced his disciples into the boat, asked them to cross the sea to the other side.
所以他首先做的事情就让他跟随他那几个门徒先上船渡到海的那边去。
And then he turned to disperse all the crowds.
然后他就把所有的众人都遣散了。
And he went up to the mountain to pray.
然后他就推到山上去祷告。
Remember last time we read another miracle that in the middle of night, when his disciples tried very hard to get to the other side.
你记不记得上次我们讲到的一个神迹奇事，就是当他的门徒也是在海上航行，拼命想要到海的那边的时候。
They met with a storm in the sea.
他们遇见了一个大风暴。
And Lord Jesus walked on the water and walked to them.
而主耶稣就在这个风暴里边，在水面上行走到他们那里去。
Do you remember that Peter asked Lord Jesus to allow him to walk on the water the same?
记不记得当时彼得就看到主在水上行走的时候，他自己就求主让他也在水上走。
Last time we all learned this lesson.
上次我们学了这一课。
God wants to give us grace to ride above the storms in our life.
神实在是要给我们一个恩典，让我们实在在这个暴风雨中，我们还能够站立得住。
So next day, the crowds they came to seek Jesus.
那第二天呢，那些众人就一起来要看耶稣。
And Jesus told them immediately. They asked Jesus, "When did you come here?"
那个时候，那些人就问耶稣说：“您夫子，你怎么到这里来的？”
But Jesus immediately replied to them as this.
然后那个时候，主耶稣回答他们说。
Truly, truly, I say to you, you seek me not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaf and were filled.
那主耶稣对他说，我实实在在的告诉你们，你们寻找我不是因为看见了神迹，乃是因为饼吃饱。
Lord Jesus told them their true intent.
那主耶稣实在是把他们真心的，你心里边想的事情给他们暴露出来了。
So today, first thing I'd like to share with you is that Lord Jesus revealed our heart.
那么今天我想告诉大家的也是，主耶稣把我们心里边想的给显露出来。
Sometimes we don't like that.
尽管我们有时候很不喜欢看见。
But before they, Lord did not reply to them with what they asked, but Lord Jesus told them immediately what they are in their heart.
在主耶稣告诉他们真正他们应该得到什么的时候，主耶稣先是把人的心给显露出来。
Jesus said, "You are not seeking the truth."
主耶稣说，你根本不是想要知道真理。
You want to be fed again.
你只是想要吃饱而已。
You come for the food.
你们来是为了食物而。
And many brothers and sisters, when we started, a lot of people come to church not for the truth.
就像我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们一样的，当我们第一次来到教会的时候，我们常开始来到教会的时候，我们并不是为了寻求真理。
We come because maybe our children can be taken care of. There's a good children program.
可能其中的一个原因是因为在教会里边有很好的小孩子的一些那个课，我们可以去上。
Some people come to church.Or seek out the business opportunities.
有的人来到教会，只要是认识一人，看看能不能找到一些工作机会，做生意的机会。
Some people come to the church to find a girlfriend or boyfriend.
有的人来到教会，仅仅是为了找一个男朋友或者女朋友。
Especially among young people.
尤其是这些年轻人们。
They are called church hopping.
他们称为是教会里边的那些跳来跳去的人。
They want to find partner of their life.
因为他们实在是想要找到他们那个对象。
They are not really seeking Lord Jesus.
他们真正来的目的呢，最开始的目的并不是要寻找耶稣。
But Lord Jesus says, "Let's be honest."
那主耶稣这个时候就对我们说，让我们能够坦率一点，好不好
？In our heart, Usually there's no place for truth.
因为在我们的心里边，在人的心里边，并没有存放真理的那个地方。
But thank the Lord that Lord Jesus didn't stop there.
但主耶稣并没有停到这里。
Lord Jesus continued on, try to tell us that to draw us into the truth.
主耶稣继续以致要想把我们带到真理里面来。
There's a word that's very unique in John's Gospel.
在约翰福音里边有一个词是非常特别的。
It's, John never used the word miracle.
因为在约翰福音里边，约翰从来没有用这个神迹这个字。
John, when he tried to talk about miracles, he always used the word signs.
他当讲到那些神迹的时候，他常常用的一个词叫做一个记号。
That means that whatever we can see, what we experience is just a sign.
也就是说，我们所看到的这一切的事情啊，它只是一个记号而已。
The miracle itself is just a sign.
或者说，这个神迹其实本身来说只是一个记号或者一个征兆。
That should lead us to Lord Jesus, to the truth.
而借着这个记号把我们带到主，带到这个真理里面。
If we stop at the miracles,
如果我们仅仅是停留在这个神迹的这个表面上，
then we fail to fulfill the purpose.
那我们就真是没有看到这个背后的目的。
It's like we're going to somewhere, so like maybe a Delaware water gap.
那比如说我们今天 要去一个地方，就是那个 Delaware 的那个水坝那个地方。
You see a lot of signs point to that direction.
我们会看到路去的那个路上有很多的那个路标要引导我们去那个地方。
Nobody should stop at the sign and say, oh, here it is the place.
我们相信没有人会看到因为有这样一个路标在那说这就是要去那个地方的地方就停下来了。
Let's unload, we'll set up the picnic table.
然后我们在这个路标的下面，我们就把我们的东西都放下来，然后要开始摆上那个餐桌。
Because they are mere signs.
因为对他来，对那个路标来说，它仅仅是一个标志而已。
And so Lord Jesus tells them immediately that do not work for the food that perishes.
所以说，主耶稣在这儿马上就讲到说，你们不要因为朽必坏的食物而劳力。
The food that Jesus just performed the miracle to feed them.
那就是当主耶稣行个神迹奇事来喂养他们那个食物本身而言呢
，The food is just a sign.
那些食物那个五饼二鱼仅仅是个路标而已。
And food is perishable.
而且是要朽坏的。
And so that Lord Jesus, that's a sign. You need to work for the food that will last for eternity.
因为这仅仅是一个标号一样，而要借着这个标志呢，你要进到永生去。
Jesus used that food as a sign to point us to the eternal life.
那么主耶稣就是用了这样一个标记，一个路标，使人能够进到永生。
But usually we are so consumed with this perishable food.
而我们人呢，我们常常是就是被这一点点的食物所被吸引住，以致我们进到灭亡。
That we are focused on the material needs.
我们常常把我们的精力完全的注重在这个物质的需要上。
You need the material things to meet the material need.
我们只能用一些物质的东西才能满足我们物质的需要。
So that we like to consume all our effort, energy, try to buy a bigger house, bigger car.
而我们人呢？为了满足这些物质的需要，我们把我们所有的精力都付上去了，希望能得到更大一个房子，更豪华的汽车而已。
We long for riches and fame,
或者说为了一些功名利禄。
All these are the material food that perishes.
这些都是些物质的东西，而最终他们都必然要朽坏的。
I noticed that the new house warranty is 10 years.
我注意到一个新的房子刚刚被建起来的时候，他们那个保险期只有十年。
Because all builders know what they're building are one day will perish.
因为那些建造房屋的人，他们都知道建造这些新房子的人，因为所有的东西最终有一天都要损坏的。
Subject to destruction, to mold, to rottenness.
被一些什么煤啊，被一些各种各样的原因，房子反正都要坏。
So after 10, you'll be buy a new house.
十年以后，也许你就考虑到买另外一个新房子了。
After 10 years later, if you live in a new house, at 10 years later,
那当你如果搬进一个新的房子里边住了10年以后呢?
Now you start to find everything start to leak.
你会发现到什么东西都开始漏了。
And some pump fails.
那个地下室那个抽水的那个泵，就是雨天下雨天抽水泵坏了。
Yeah, basement floods.
整个地下室都进了水。
You need to start to maintain the house.
那个时候你就发现你要花钱来把这个房子给维修了。
You buy a new car, it depreciates even more.
那么如果你要买一个新的车呢，更糟糕。
Because the moment you drive it out of the garage from the dealership,
当你把那个车从卖车人的那儿刚刚开出来的那瞬间开始，你的车就开始贬值了。
So that we know that this material food, material needs cannot satisfy us.
看到没有，物质的东西啊，实在不能够满足我们的需要。
Some people maybe have a higher standard.
我们知道，也许有的人可能他的那个。 个人的标准更高,
they want to meet others' material needs.
他们是要想满足别人的那个物质上的需要。
They pursue charitable deeds.
他们就花自己的心血在做那些慈善的事业上。
They help others to they help others to find food, to give the food to others.
那些就是为那些饥饿的人。 来寻找那些做慈善事业的人，就是为那些饥饿的人寻找食物。
They feed hungry with food.
他们拿些找到些食物来去提供给那些饥寒交迫。
And they build houses for the homeless.
他们为那些没有房子的人来建造房子。
And this all the material needs try to meet the others' material needs.
那么这些人他们的崇高的目的就是要满足别人的物质上的需要。
So the Jews actually they want to force the Lord Jesus to be king of charity.
我们都知道，在这儿的犹太人，他们想要做一件事情，就是要让耶稣基督成为那个慈善机构的那个总头目。
And I'm not saying that we should not do that, help others.
当然，我在这儿的意思并不是说我们不应该去帮助别的人。
But John tells us the essence of these material things.
约翰实在在这儿告诉我们，在物质需要的背后的关键是什么？
It perishes.
物质 需要的最关键的地方是因为它必然都要朽坏，必须要必然会朽坏。
If you feed on the perishable, and you'll not be able to satisfy.
如果我们仅仅是依靠这些必朽坏的东西的话，我们发觉到我们是得不到满足的。
If our eyes focus on these material things,
如果我们的眼睛只是注目在这些物质的需要上，
we'll never satisfy the deep vacuum that we have in our heart.
我们实在是不能够满足我们心里内心深处的那个空荡。
Some of us is they pray when they out of job.
我们都知道，有的弟兄姊妹，当他们失去工作的时候，他们就开始为这个祷告。
And when they found a job and they forgot about God.
当他们因此祷告被应许，找到了工作呢，他们就忘掉了神。
Some people when they are ill, they pray for the healing from the Lord.
当我们有的弟兄姊妹，他们生病了，他们就求神医治。
And if they are healed, you know, you don't find them in the church anymore.
当他的病被医治以后，你就再也看不到他在教会里边出现了。
Because we are so consumed in this, the food that perishes.
因为我们为着这些必朽坏的食物而劳力。
Actually, Bible, this passage tells us we are what we eat.
这些圣经节实在是告诉我们，我们。 我们是什么是取决于我们所吃的。
If you want to stay healthy, you need to eat the healthy food.
就是如果我们要想自己身体健康呢，我们吃的东西呢就想办法要健康。
If you want to get fat, then you eat the fatty food.
如果你想要长胖呢，你就要吃长胖的食物。
I read an article that a young man.
我读到一篇那个一个文章是讲到一个年轻人。
He just got married.
他刚刚结了婚。
And before he went home, he always stopped by McDonald's.
他每一次他回到家之前呢，他首先要在那个麦当劳的店子停下来。
He ate all this whatever McDonald's has to offer him.
他吃了麦当劳里边各种各样的食物。
And he went home and helped his wife prepare dinner and eat again.
然后他就帮着自己回到家里，就跟自己太太一起来做饭。做好饭以后，他还要吃。
And a couple years later, He became like he weighed 400 pounds.
那么几年以后，他长了400多磅。
And it was very hard for him to lose any weight.
那个时候，他要再想要来减肥就很难了。
But he told the interviewer said that's how he gained weight.
他告诉那个采访他的人说，这就是能够长胖的办法。
It's what we eat has consequence on our body.
因为我们所吃的必然会带来那个结果。
If we want to stay healthy, we need to eat healthy food.
如果我们想要健康的话，当然我们必须要吃健康的食物。
If we eat perishable food, then we'll perish like our food, the food that we eat.
如果我们要吃必朽坏的食物呢，我们也就必然要朽坏。我们吃的是什么，那我们人就变成什么。
So that's why Lord Jesus tells us that we need to eat eternal food.
所以耶稣在这实在要告诉我们一件事情，就是我们必须要吃那永恒的食物。
Food that endures for eternal life.
那能够成到那个食物能够到永世都不会朽坏的。
And he implies that if we want to pursue the perishable food, it's very costly.
那他也实在是告诉我们说，如果我们想要去得到那个必朽坏的食物来满为那个必朽坏的食物来满足呢，那对我们的所付的代价是极大的。
So Lord Jesus said, do not work for the food that perishes.
所以主在这儿说，不要为那个必朽坏的食物而劳力。
You know that there's a show on the TV called the Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
在电视里边有一个节目叫做极端的装修吧。
What it does is that the group of ABC, you know, employees, they went to help people build their home with the, you know, with very very fancy material and make a $500,000 worth of home for this people who cannot afford.
这个节目叫做极端的装修哈，大概这个意思，就是说是讲到有一部分人，他们整天他们就去到一些根本没办法装修自己房子的一些很的家庭里边去，帮助他们用最豪华的东西来把他们的房子装修得非常漂亮。
And they not just make just a house for them to live in, like a house like my house.
因为他们这些人去帮那些穷人装修的话，不仅仅是为了让他们只是可以住进去而已。
They are building a million-dollar mansion for them.
他们为他们所装修的房子，甚至可以达到上百万元的那个装修费，因为非常豪华。
But I'm thinking that.
那我你知道吗？我看到这节目，我在想什么
？How do they maintain this house?
那些穷人，他们怎么样能够维修？如果得到这样的房子以后
，How they don't have a means to maintain this house?
因为这些穷人，他们实在没有金钱来维修这样的豪华的房子。
This house, you know, need to maintain. You need to labor very hard to maintain the house.
因为即使你得到这样一个豪华装修的房子，你还要维修才行啊。
Those people they cut the help actually wind up in more miserable conditions.
知不知道那些被接受这个帮助的人，最后他们的变得更糟糕，因为他们没有金钱嘛。
Some of them work two jobs.
他们为要使他们的房子得到能够装修哈，能够保持的话，他们必须要工作两份。
And now they have this new house to maintain. They need to work for four jobs.
原来他们可能只是两份工作就够养生糊口，现在呢，为了使这个房子装修能够保持那个样子的话，他们甚至要工作做四份工作。
You know that how hard to maintain your house.
你自己也知道，当我们有了房子的时候，我们要花多少的精力和钱在上面去维修啊。
The cost of maintaining the food that perishes is very high.
所以我想告诉大家，要想维持我们必朽坏的食物这个满足的话，我们的代价是极大的。
It can take all your life,
甚至你一生的代价
all your energy, all your time,
所有你的精力都要在里面。
That's why Lord Jesus says, labor not, do not work for the food that perishes.
所以耶稣在这儿实在告诉我们说，不要为那必朽坏的食物而劳力。
Work for the food that endures forever,
而要为那存到永生的食物劳力。
Lord Jesus said, God said that.Why do you work for the things that cannot satisfy you?
为什么主耶稣在这儿讲说，你为什么要为那些根本就不能满足你需要的东西而劳力呢？
I think if Peter was there, he was listening.
我想象彼得当时也是在场，那么他也听到了。
He may search in his heart, what is the motive that I follow the Lord?
可能那个时候彼得在想说，我跟随耶稣，我究竟我个人的目的是为了什么呢？
Is this for the food?
难道是为了这些必朽坏的食物吗?
The food that perishes?
就是必朽坏的东西吗?
So he searched his heart.
我想彼得在这实在在想他的心里就在想。
He asked, what kind of food that am I feeding on?
可能彼得在想说, 那么究竟什么东西可以使我得到满足呢?
And then Lord Jesus told them that, and then immediately Jewish people asked the Lord Jesus, he said, what kind of work that we have to do that in order for us to work the works of God?
那么那些犹太人呢, 他们也在想说, 也在想一件事情, 就是说, 我们要怎么样来做工, 才能算是做神的工呢? 在这儿问了这样一句话。
So they asked the Lord Jesus, what shall we do so that we may work the works of God?
那么犹太人对耶稣说, 我们要怎么样做才算做神的工呢?
And Lord Jesus answered, this is the work of God, that you believe in Him whom He has sent.
那么主耶稣回答说, 你信, 神所差来的那位, 就算是做神的工了。
Do you understand this, what Jesus said?
弟兄姊妹们, 你们明白这句话, 主耶稣说这句话的意思是什么吗?
People ask Lord Jesus, what should we do in order to do the works of God?
当人们在问耶稣说, 究竟我们要做什么样的事情才算是做神的工的时候,
Jesus said, just believe in me.
耶稣回答说, 只要相信我就够了。
Believing in me is the work of God.
相信我就算是做神的工。
Do you understand what he says?
我们知道主耶稣在这讲什么吗?
You know, the people are religious.
我们都知道人哈, 都是一些那个宗教倾向的动物, 宗教倾向的人。
We think, we like to see the relationship with God as like the things we need to do.
所以当我们想到说我们怎么样要跟神建立关系的时候, 我们想到的第一件事情就是, 我们究竟要做什么事情才可以?
In their mind, religious people's mind is that Lord demands this, God demands that.
因为我们有宗教倾向的人哈, 都在想说, 肯定神需要这样的事情才能满足, 需要那样的事情我们才能做得好。
So they use a plural form of the word works.
所以说在这儿, 他在问耶稣的时候, 他是用的是一个复数, 我们究竟要做多少的功呢?
So they ask the Lord the works of God.
他在讲到是在说, 要有多, 神的功, 神的功究竟是多少, 有, 有多多。
But Lord Jesus replied with the singular word, work.
而主耶稣回答只是一个单数的功。
This is the work of God.
他主耶稣说, 这就是神的功。
That you believe in Him whom He has sent.
就是说, 你相信神所差来的那个, 就这么一件事情, 就算做神的功。
So Lord Jesus tried to correct our mind about religion.
所以主在这儿实在是要像, 改变我们的心态, 对关于什么叫做信仰。
Believing in the Lord is not about religion.
相信耶稣基督并不是一个宗教。
You can believe in any other things, and you can have all your religions, but that's not believing in the Lord.
你可以去信各种各样的东西都可以, 你要想做什么都可以, 但是这个东西并不是为主做什么都可以, 但是这并不是信神。
Believing in the Lord is life.
因为相信耶稣是一个生命。
Believing in the Lord is eternal life.
相信主是一个永生。
If your religion, your concept of believing in the Lord is a religion, then you'll do this.
因为如果你只是一个在宗教的这个概念里边的话, 你想象的信主就是要做好多的事情。
You'll think that I have to do this and that and a lot of things that God requires to do and in order to please the Lord.
所以如果你是在一个宗教的状态里边, 你就想着只有要做这件事情, 做那件事情, 要做好多好多事情, 才能使神感到满, 心满意足。
But you don't really want to have the Lord to have this personal, that intimate relationship with you.
那么你真正想要做的, 并不是想要让你和神之间建立一个非常个人的那种关系。
When Jews in the Old Testament, when God first appeared to Jews.
那当神在旧约里边哈, 当神第一次向犹太人显现的时候,
God told them about Ten Commandments. In the Exodus 20, we know that everyone at that time heard God speaking.
在出埃及记第二十章的时候, 我们相信 每一个犹太人, 那个时候的犹太人, 他们都听到了神亲自讲话。
Old and young, little children, they all heard God speaking.
那个时候不管是年轻的, 年幼的, 年老的, 他们都听到了神, 亲自对他们讲话。
What a privilege it is.
这对他们说是何等的荣耀一件事。
So Moses said, is there any other nation they hear their God speaking to them?
所以摩西对他们讲说, 难道还, 这个世界上还有别的国家, 像我们这样听见过神讲话吗?
But unfortunately, the people of God did not want to listen to the Lord speaking to them in person.
可惜那个时候犹太人他们根本不想听神讲话。
They're saying it's so fearful.
因为神讲话是何等的可怕一件事。
So they asked Moses, he said, you know what? Why don't you go to the mountain and talk to God and receive whatever God wants us to do and tell us, you tell us, and we'll do it.
所以说这些犹太人就对摩西说, 还是这样做好吧, 你自己一个人上到山上去, 你把神的话你, 听了, 然后你下来告诉我们, 告诉我们刚怎么住, 我们就去住, 住就可以了。
So they don't want to have a relationship with the Lord, with God.
因为他们并不想自己跟神建立一种个人的那种关系。
Just tell us what we need to do.
就告诉我们该做什么就够了。
And we're going to do it.
然后我们就住嘛。
So that will satisfy you.
就可以使你神得到满足啊。
But leave us alone. Let's keep a distance.
然后呢, 你就离我们远一点, 让我们之间保持一点距离, 还好, 更好。
You're God, I'm I.
你是神, 我, 我就是我而已。
So they don't want to have personal intimate relationship with the Lord.
实在说, 他们根本不想跟神建立一种个人的那种关系。
They just want to do what God requires them to do.
他们想要做的事情就是神告诉我们做什么, 我们就做好了。
This is exactly the same attitude that they have when they ask the Lord Jesus.
同样的, 这些人在这儿问耶稣的时候, 他们的态度是一模一样的。
So, but Lord Jesus came to give us life.
主耶稣来是要给我们生命的。
He wants to live in you.
他是要进到我们的里面, 和我们一起居住。
He wants to mingle your life.
他们希望和你的生命, 他希望和你们的生命能够成为一体。
He wants to be the boss of your life.
他希望成为你的主。
He wants to be the master of your life.
他成为你的主宰。
So it's totally different than the thought of religion.
这个概念啊, 实在说来是跟人想, 人的那个宗教是完全不同的。
So for example, if I serve, say, I cook the lunch for the church.
举个例子来说, 比如说我今天要在教会里边做饭食。
If I'm religious,
如果我只是一个宗教徒而已,
I can and I have a skill to make a, you know, very good delicious food.
我自己可以那个做很好的食物啊。
So I only as long as I made a good delicious food, I'm done.
只要是我能够做出一个非常好吃的食物，那么我的工作就够了。
But if you're believing in the Lord,
但是如果你是一个相信神的人的话,
you look at this as a way to experience Lord's grace.
而你把这件事情变看作是一件经历神的一个经历。
You may not have that cooking skill.
也许你并没有能够煮得很好的饭来吃。
But you want to use this opportunity to experience God's grace.
但是这却是一个你能够经历神恩典的一个机会。
You want to see the Lord Jesus through this service.
借着这样的服事你看到了主自己。
So God can work in you and through you.
而神可以借着你, 借着你来工作,
and God can work through me.
神可以借着我来工作。
So the food is the service, it's not just service itself.
因为这个食物本身并不是那个关键。
You know, God have a millions of angels.
因为神有很多天使可以做这样的事情。
And they can say the word and the food is ready.
他可以一下就可以把这个食物准备好, 让所有的人都吃。
What do you like? French food?
你希望法,
Italian, Chinese?
你希望是法国菜, 意大利菜,
roasted lamb chop?
还是那种东西?
It can be done in a second.
一下就可以做好了。
In eternity, right? They will be in the second.
因为在勇士里面这种事情根本算不得。
Why God wants us to serve Him?
那么为什么神要我们服侍他？
Is that through service God actually wants to change us?
因为借着服侍神可以改变我们每一个人。
He can talk to us.
他可以跟我们一起讲话。
He can serve us.
他反过来可以服侍我们。
And we can talk to him.
我们可以跟他讲话。
Lord, do I need to put one more spoon of salt?
主，我们难道要不要再加一把盐进去？
Put it in.
进去了。
Lord, do I need to like make it hotter or warmer?
哦，需要把它能够变得很辣吗？还是很热？啊、哦，
right.
因为我喜欢吃辣。
So do I want to make it mild or hot?
我是需要把它变得很辣呢，还是有一点点辣就够。
You have this conversation with the Lord as you serve.
知不知道在这个过程中你跟神在讲话呢？
Lord, I never made this food for so many people.
主，你知不知道我从来没有跟这么多人煮过饭？
Lord, I need your help each step of way.
你能不能给我点恩典，让我能够学习做？
And there's a one sister that I knew.
有一个姊妹我认识她。
When she prepared food, she was like so, she chopped the, whatever, the tofu, right? She chopped so thin.
这个姊妹哈，她是煮饭的时候她非常仔细，她那个豆腐啊，切的那个很薄。
And her brother said, and her husband said, you know what, this is for the whole church, you don't have to, you know, cut it too thin, it's just like in a big chunk, nobody noticed it.
他弟兄啊，他的丈夫对他说：“这是跟那么多人做饭的一个大教会，所以你没必要像家里做的那么仔细啊，一个大的就够了，谁也不知道。”
But this sister replied, she was saying, "You know, I'm prepared this for the Lord. Lord is eating my food."
姊妹回答说：“她说你知不知道我这样做是为了主住，是为主吃的。”
You see, her service, this preparing simple food.Is serving the Lord. He sees in the service the Lord. She has this direct connection with the Lord.
看到没有，姊妹在做这件事情的时候，她实在是发觉到她自己在服侍主，跟主之间在一起做饭了。
And a brother who, when he cooked, he always said to the Lord, "Lord, this is for you. Okay, so you're responsible to make it delicious."
还有个弟兄，他在每次在做饭的时候，他说：“主，这是你自己的饭哈，你要把它弄得好吃才行。”
See, this is a life, not religion.
你看到没有？在这个过程中，你看到这是一种生命的连接，而不是一个宗教而已。
It's not the charitable work.
而不是一种好像是一种慈善势力在那儿。
It is life. You have this life flow.Back and forth between you and the Lord Jesus.
因为在这个过程中，你发觉到你的生命、你的灵里边跟主是来回交通的。
It's not just things that you can do.
并不是你能够做或者不能够做什么事。
You may naturally talented in piano. You may be the world's most renowned pianist.
也许就像，也许你好像是天底下最第一钢琴高手。
Yeah, when we play with Lord Jesus, every note I play is to your glory.
但是当你在弹琴的时候，你发觉到每一个音符，你都是为着神的荣耀而在那儿弹。
How hard I have to hit, how fast I have to hit, I don't know how to play piano, but that's the point.
你必须要怎么样重的按这个琴键，或者怎么样轻的按照琴键，反正我也不知道，你们知道。
If you are the usher,
如果你是这个带人进到这里边来做的
，Maybe you are the most charming people.
也许你是最漂亮的一个人。
But When you do the usher for the Lord, you said, Lord, you know, the brown sister friends come to church. First face they see is my face.
你应该去想说，每一个弟兄姊妹或者每一个朋友来到教会里边的话，他第一眼看到的是我的脸。
And Lord, just somehow make them see you, not me.
你要跟神祷告说，神啊，求你让他们一进来看到的不是我的脸。而是看到是你的脸。
The first word they hear is not your word, but my word.
而他从我嘴里边所听到的第一句话不是我自己本人的话，而是主你的话。
So let Lord give them grace, give me grace, so they can hear you speaking to them.
所以神啊，求你帮助我有这样的恩典，让他们第一见到的乃是你，不是我。
They can see in me the kindness of you.
借着我而看到的是你，看到你的恩慈。
So this is how the life is.
这实在说来是一个真正信仰的生命应该有的。
This is what called believing in the Lord.
这就是信若主，信主的真实的表现。
It is the work of God.
这就是神自己的工作。
We can apply that to all areas of our life.
我们可以把同样一个原理应用到我们生活的每一个方面面。
It's not that I'm the expert in marriage. Expert in marriage. Expert.
啊，并不是。
婚姻专家。
我们并不是想要彰显自己是一个好像是婚姻的专家。
But every day.I take that relationship with my wife as a grace of God.
我每一天跟我妻子的相处都把它看成是神的一个恩典。
So there will be thanksgiving from my heart.
从我的心里边所发出来的是一种感恩的心。
Every morning you wake up.
当每天早上我们起床的时候
you thank the Lord for your wife still there.
你感谢神因为你看到你的姊妹还在那儿。
You know, you don't want to turn to see her yet because they're most ugly, right? Because they don't have the makeup.
尽管那个时候她床上躺着，因为一睡觉以后变得非常非常丑。
But you want to praise the Lord for the day that you'll be able to wake up in that day in the morning.
所以你一睁开眼睛的时候，你跟神祷告说，你求神给你恩典。
And you cherish all the relationship you have with your children, with the family.
同样，你要在神的面前对你跟儿女之间那个关系，要珍惜。
Dear brothers and sisters, that's what it called the life. It's not the religion.
这乃是一个真实的生命，而不是一种宗教的生活。
And if you're in the life, then you really care about brothers and sisters in the church as well.
在这个生命里面，你会发觉到你会很。关心弟兄教会的弟兄。
It's not like assignment that assigned to you. Say, I just work this assignment. I don't care about any brothers and sisters. I just do my job, get it done, perfect, and that's all.
并不是说你来到教会里边，因为你要做这件事情，就变成你的一个工作。你只要把它做得好好的就够了，这不够。
You need to take care of other brothers and sisters.
因为你实在说来，你是要关心到弟兄姊妹的需要。
Work together to build them up.
一起来服侍神，让我们被建立。
So they may see the grace of God as well.
借着此，每一个人都可以经历到神的恩典。
And coming to church is not about the religious activity.
我们来到教会并不是要参加一些宗教的活动而已。
We really want to see the Lord.
我们乃是要看到我们的主。
Because the Lord is my Lord of my life.
因为主实在是一个我们生命的主宰。
And we really want to see other brothers and sisters as well.
我们也要。借着这个来看到我们的弟兄姊妹
，and they're as precious as the Lord Himself.
他们每一个弟兄姊妹都像主那样的宝贵
，because they are His children.
因为他们实在说来就是主的儿女。
You know that's there's a time that in our life that God will open our eyes to see how precious our brothers and sisters are.
我们相信我们都会有这样的机会，也许神开启我们心中的眼睛，让我们看到我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹是何等的宝贵。
See.Every brother and sister, even though they have all the drawbacks, but you see them as the Lord sees them.
尽管我们的弟兄姊妹是那样的残缺不全，但是当我们借着这个眼睛所看到的弟兄姊妹的时候，就像主看到的那样美丽。
So all circumstances, all the works that we do for the Lord, it's just a way for us to be changed by the Lord.
所以说，我们所做的每一件事情，我们经历的每一件事情，都是要。让神借着这些事情使我们被改变。
So, the believing in the Lord is a life.
相信神乃是一个生命。
And life changes, life grows, it changes.
而生命一天一天的更新而变化。
So now this is new year, just the beginning of the first month of this year.
我们都知道我们这现在正好是这2007年的一个开始。
2006 is already behind us.
2006年都已经过去了。
And dear brother sister, do you have a report card?
弟兄姊妹们，我们有没有一个成绩单呢？
Do you see how much you grow in the Lord?
经过了一年，我们在主的里面，我们究竟长大了多少？
You know, the, if you do, you don't do, you know, our children in school, if they don't do well, they like kind of nervous. You know, this report card. Sometimes they want to hide it. You know, they don't give it to their parents.
就像我们的儿女们，他们在学校里边上学，有时候如果他们在学校里边功课要不好的话，他们常常害怕父母亲能够看到他们一学期下来的成绩单，因为他觉得那个见不得人。
And brother and sister, we need to have a report card from the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们也需要我们在主的里主从主来的一个那个成绩单。
I think the best way to have us graded is through our through for brothers through our wife.
那么这个成绩单是怎么样显示这个成绩来的呢？就是借着我们周围的弟兄姊妹。借着我们家里的那个弟兄、那个丈夫或者妻子，能够来看到我们的成绩单。
So I hope that all brothers end up every year, to get the report card from your wife.
我希望真是弟兄们每年的年底都从自己的妻子那儿看到自己的成绩单是什么，一年的成绩单是什么。
Dear, have I become more gentle?
亲爱的。我这一年是不是变得更温柔了一点？
Have I become more faithful to the Lord?
能不能更对神来说更忠心了一点？
Have I become more faithful to you?
能对你来说也更诚实了一点？
Have I become more understandable to your situation?
能够更多的理解你一点？
Have I grown in the wisdom of the Lord?
我自己在主的里面能不能增长了一点智慧？
It is, you know, let's be real. I mean, you know, this thing is a real thing, right? You cannot, the Lord sees everything.
我们要相信这是非常现实一件事情，因为对主来说，这就是真真实实的事。
Because the reason I point out the brothers, because the God has so much invested in brothers.
为什么我在这儿特别要挑出弟兄们来讲呢？因为主在弟兄们的身上的工作是非常大的。
And church testimony.Rise and fall on the testimony of brothers.
Because church's testimony is
actually one day God will judge us and tell us that, you know, what happened to your family.
有一天，这些弟兄们要来到神的面前，主要对他们说，你们家究竟怎么回事？
And we cannot like Adam said, oh, this is all because of my wife.
我们绝不可能像亚当所说的那样的，那是因为我们的那个太太她自己做的不对。
God will hold brothers responsible for your family, for your wife, for your children.
因为神会让在家中的那个丈夫来负这一切的责任，为着妻子，也为着你的儿女。
It's so you have a son. It's very important for them to tell them how to be mature.
如果你有儿子的话，你一定要告诉你的儿子怎么样能够渐渐的长大成熟。
When they're very young, you need to teach them how to behave.
从小的时候，你就告诉他们怎么样来有好的举止行为。
So that they can be mature.
使他们慢慢可以长大成熟。
I know there's a.
成人。
I was told that there was a very big church in San Francisco downtown.
我听说在旧金山有一个非常大的教会。
There are thousands of people.
有上千的人。
Maybe hundreds of young people.
有上成百的那个年轻人
，and but I also told that there are many single women in that church.
我也听说在这个教会里边有很多单身的女子
，and they are young. I mean, they are in a late 20, early 20. And I'm not talking about you're 40 or 50 still single. I'm talking about this young age.
他们都是青年们，他们也就是二十来岁的青年女子。
And I was told the reason why there's so many single young lady sisters there because they could not find mature brothers to marry.
我听说为什么会有这么多年轻的单身的女孩子，是因为他们实在很难在教会里边找到那些成熟的那些年轻的男孩子做朋友。
Because when sisters gather together, they always have this prayer meeting or this they try to really seek the Lord.
因为这些年轻的这些女孩子们，她们在一起的时候，她们常常为主的事情祷告，来寻求主。
And but when boys get together, they always want to, you know, play video games or go bowling. All these are outside activities.
而在那个教会里边，那些年轻的男孩子呢，他们当聚在一起的时候，他们干什么呢？就整天就想去打保龄球啊，或者是去玩耍。
So that we have to be sure that our young people actually grow to maturity, especially boys.
所以我们实在说呢，我们有一个责任，是希望帮助我们中间的这些年轻人，尤其这些男孩子们，他们能够正常的长成人。
And they learn most, the model is from their fathers.
而他们自己的那个在生活中的那个榜样呢，就是他们的父亲。
So Father, God gave us that opportunity to give a life. So let's see ourselves. You know, get a report card from our wives.
所以在我们中间做父亲的，我们真是应该好好的，要每天来学习，让从我们的妻子那儿能够得到我们每年的表现。
This year, am I a better father than last year?
问我们的妻子，这一年我做的能不能更像一个好的父亲？
Again, because this is not the religious activity they were talking about.
我在这想告诉大家，这个并不是一宗教的行为。
It is our the life that God wants to live on earth.
因为这说在出来是神要给我们的一个生命，要让我们活出来的。
And God already gave us that grace, just believing in Him.
神实在说已经给了我们那个恩典，让我们相信他。
And I'd like to share a personal experience that I had with this verse.
让我自己再跟大家分享一下我个人在这些经文里边得到的一点学习。
When I just got the first job,
当我找到第一份工作的时候
，and we were so busy.
那个时候我非常忙
，so much to learn.
因为要学很多的新东西。
And there's only one person in the whole computer department.
那么在整个我们那个计算机部门里边只有一个人。
That's me.
就是我。
So I just got out from college.
因为我刚刚才毕业啊，可是。
So how do I know? All these machines never seen them before.
而我怎么知道呢？因为我周围这些所有的计算机我都没看见过。
Every day have to get them up and running.
而每天我的工作呢，就是要让每一个机器都能够正常的运转。
And I have to help develop a new software to sell.
而且我还要为此而写些软件。
And so that I have to drive like three hours.
然后每天上班的话，我要来回开车三个小时。
And I work more than 8 hours in the office.
而在一到了办公室，我要坐下来工作，一工作就是八个小时以上。
And I have a Tuesday prayer meeting to go to.
而且每天呢，我每个星期二我还要去参加祷告会。
Friday night the Bible study.
星期五要参加查经聚会。
And Saturday morning we have a Bible in a book reading with the old brother that who lead us.
而那个星期六的早上还要到一个年长的弟兄那儿去参加读书会。
And Sunday we have a worship together with the brothers.
而星期天早上我们还跟弟兄姊妹一起来敬拜神。
So I get so stressed out.
所以想象得到我非常非常那个 stress.
And in my heart I have this question.
在我的心里就有这样的一个疑问。
How can a person like me, I think that my situation at the time I thought it was typical among many, many people.
我想想我这样的情形并不是我一个人而已，很多人都是如此。
How could modern people work for the Lord? We were so busy, so stressed out.
所以我就在心中有个疑问，现代的人哈，怎么样有时间为神做工呢？
I don't know if how long I can last in this situation.
我甚至也不知道自己在这样一个情况里边，我还能够维持得了多久。
And that night, I remember I had that question in my heart in the morning.And that night I went to prayer meeting Tuesday.
那么我记得我因为有这样一个问题在我的心里边，我不知道该怎么样解答。那天星期二呢，我就来到祷告会。
And during the prayer, there's a brother who, in his prayer, he quoted this verse.
那么在那个祷告会的时候，有一个弟兄他就引用了这一节经文。
This is the work of God.
就是这是神的功。
That you believe in Him who He has sent.
信神所差来的，这就是神的功。
Somehow this verse sheds light in my heart.
不知道为什么就这么 一句话一个经文就在我心中一下就得到一个很大的亮光。
And all the questions are gone.
所有的问题都消失了。
That gave me a strength and power to live on.
就借着这件经文神给了我的恩典和能力去继续。
It's like a guy is telling me, don't worry about all these things you have to do for me. Don't worry about all these things. It's not about the things.
所以好像是神借着这句话告诉我说绝不要为这些事情所烦恼，这些事情本身并不重要。
It's about me. You believe in me.
重要的乃是你要来相信我。
Believe in me.
信我就足够了。
One day at a time.
一天一天的。
This is how I experience power of the Lord in this verse.
这句话实在说来就告诉我，就跟我一个那个经历到神的何等大的能力。
It released me from this religious thinking.
借着这句话，使我从这个宗教的那些盲目中被释放了出来。
And focus my eyes, my effort in believing in the Lord Jesus.
使我的眼睛可以重新转向主来相信他。
Everything I do, I want to do in the Lord.
从此以后，我每想做的一件事情，就是为着他而做。
And everything I do it for the Lord.
我每做的一件事情，我都是为着我的主而做。
So this relieves us from the religious activity.
就是这个使我从宗教的各种的繁忙的那种心态里边被释放了出来。
And we are brought into the life.
被带到了一个真实的生命里。
So, brother sister, you think that you need to do all these things and you are stretched out of all these things, you need to work for the Lord.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，当我们感觉到我们的生活是这样的忙乱的时候，我们应该好好想想，我们做这些是不是为主做。
And we need to come back to the Lord.
我们应当重新回到神的面前。
It is not about the works of God.
这并不是说我们要为神做什么样的事情。
It's about the work of God, believing in Him.
而是要相信神就这么一件事。
So Paul was listening.
所以彼得在听。
Paul needed to be saved from his religion.
Peter, right?
Peter. Did I say Peter?
You say Paul.
Peter, sorry.
所以彼得需要从这个里边来看到那个真实的生命。
Lord Jesus, dear brothers and sisters, if we're stressed out in our work,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，如果我们为着生活繁忙的已经精疲力尽的时候，
Lord said, believe in me.
主对你说，相信我。
Every day when you start, you can pray to the Lord.
所以每一天当你起来的时候要开始工作的时候要做的第一件事情就是向神祷告。
You thank the Lord for you able to be waking up.
你感谢神你可以醒过来。
And you thank the Lord for everything you receive.
你感谢神因为你得到的这一切的事。
And you can pray for the Lord for the day. You don't know what will happen today.
你虽然不知道今天要发生什么，但是为着这天将要发生的事情，你感谢神，赞美神。
This brother says, you know, before you open the mail, you need to pray.
有一个弟兄讲说，当你在打开你的信封的时候，你要先祷告。
Before you pick up the phone, you need to pray.
当你拿起话筒要接电话的时候，你要先祷告。
You need to have this life into the Lord Jesus.
您应该在主的里面活出这个生命来。
Because you don't know what message you're going to hear.
因为你不知道你将要开的信封里边的信息是什么，电话里边的信息是什么。
It's a sad. It's a you're fired.
是不是电话里边说出来一个声音说你被解雇了
？Or it's good news. You don't know.
或者说是一个很好的消息，你不知道的。
You received that phone call from Taiwan, China, Hong Kong.You haven't received for a while.
或者说，当你接到个电话，也许是从大陆、台湾或者香港来的电话呢。
You need to pray.
在接之前，你先祷告一下。
If especially you have parents over there.
因为我们父母亲都在那些地方。
Or you have loved ones over there.
也许你有个所爱的人在那地方。
It's about life.
要知道，这一切都是讲到一个生命。
And and we pray all the way.
我们要恒切的祷告。
And I like the song that the A.B. Simpson wrote.
我很喜欢 A.B. Simpson 宣信弟兄写的一首诗歌。
In my heart, I sing that when I feel like I stress out.
当每一次我心里面感到实在是精疲力尽的时候，我就自己唱这首歌。
It's a hymn 235.
是二百五三十四。
三十五。
三十五。
235 says.
二百三十五。
Breathing in, breathing out.
就是付出我要付出什么要吸入什么
In the refrain it says I'm breathing out my sorrow and my sin
就是说我把我自己的罪恶把我自己的错谬给呼吸出去
And I breathing in fullness of yours
我要吸进主的恩典
So he had every breath he takes he actuallyHave communication with the Lord.
看到没有？这四个是告诉我们，每一次的呼吸都是在跟神的一种交通。
That's the life, dear brothers.
这就是生命。
That's not the religion.
这不是个宗教。
So Peter was there listening to this remark.
我们相信彼得在这个时候听到了主对他所讲的话。
To save him out of religion.
使他从宗教的那个。状态里边出来
and save him into the life of Lord Jesus.
进到了神那永远的生命里。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们再有点祷告。
Lord Jesus, how wonderful the grace that we receive.
主耶稣实在是何等奇妙的恩典。
That you've given us your only begotten Son.
你把你的爱子给了我们。
Oh, we can never thank you enough for this tremendous great gift.
我们实在是为着这极大的恩典感激不尽。
Father, as we listen to your word today,
父啊，当我们今天在听你的话的时候，
May the words of eternal life enter in our heart.
愿意那永生的知道能够进入到我们的心里。
May brothers and sisters and friends, they found the word that see the Lord Jesus.
让所有的弟兄姊妹和朋友们借着这样的话能够看到主耶稣。
And we see the Lord Jesus as our life.
接受他成为我们的生命。
So that as we gather together, here is a living testimony of the life of Lord Jesus.
每一次我们聚集在这儿，就成一个活的见证，见证我们主耶稣。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.